breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0 Los Angeles.
This is Face Off, the hockey show with Mike Miller. Live from the loft at Tam O'Shanter on Toledo's sports leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Now to Zuboff, a wrist shot. Broder, the save. Oh, an acrobatic save by Broder.
Face Off, the hockey show features the Red Wings, Walleye, Falcons, and high school hockey each week on the longest-running specialty sports talk show in the area.
10 seconds of the game, the Devils are storming around the net, and they score! Peter Sikora, 18 seconds in.
Face Off, the hockey show is brought to you by
Tam O'Shanter, the place for hockey in Northwest Ohio.
It's still loose. Rebound, they score! Claude Lemieux on the backhand!
Now, let's go live to the loft at Tam O'Shanter. Here's 106.5 The Ticket's Mike Miller.
This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, year number 18 for Face Off, the hockey show. Glad to have you on board. Matt Melzack is in downtown Toledo at the Huntington Center. We're going to do a preview tonight of the Toledo Walleye taking on the Indianapolis Fuel. Then at about 6:20 tonight, Matt Laughlin, radio voice of the New Jersey Devils, will join us. Wow, talk about two teams going different ways. New Jersey, a surprise leader, a divisional leader in the NHL. They're going for their fifth straight win tonight. They come into that game at 21-9-5. Red Wings on the other side of the coin, just 3 wins in regulation in their last 15 games. In 6 of their last 13 games, they've scored just 1 goal. So a offensive power outage for the Red Wings, taking on the red-hot New Jersey Devils tonight in New Jersey. Still no word on the contract extension of Ken Holland. You got to wonder what's going on with Jeff Blashill as well. Wings struggling. Got to blow the thing up, in my opinion. Time for a total rebuild for the Detroit Red Wings. There are contract issues there as well. So Matt Laughlin from the Prudential Center in New Jersey will join us at 6:20. Matt Laughlin from the Huntington Center. Boy, I got to tell you, we've had a run of Matts here. Matt Markey on drive time. Matt Melzack coming up from the Huntington Center. Matt Laughlin from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. Had no Matt tonight at about 6:35, 6:40. Chris Bergeron, head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons, will join us. They're getting ready for a home game tomorrow against Western Michigan. Great Lakes Invitational coming up on Monday and on Tuesday. All right, everybody. This is Face Off, the hockey show. Back with Matt Melzack.
On Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program going on below us. By the way, next session, January the 17th, visit tamohockey.com. They do a great job out here, everybody. Great program, a lot of youngsters out there right now learning the great game of hockey. About 9:20, 9:25 tonight. We'll be talking to Matt Laughlin from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. He's the radio voice of the New Jersey Devils. Red Wings there tonight. Talk about two teams going in different directions. Devils leading the division, going for their fifth straight win tonight. The Red Wings, by the way, just 3 regulation wins in their last 15. At about 6:35, 6:40 tonight, we'll be talking to Chris Bergeron, head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons. They have Western Michigan at home tomorrow night. They gear up for the GLI at the Little Caesars Arena with games Monday against Michigan. And then the winner of the MSU-Michigan Tech game, well, if Bowling Green doesn't win that game against Michigan, they would play the loser. Anyways, Bowling Green will play Monday against Michigan, and either MSU or Michigan Tech will be the opposition on Tuesday night. Joining us from downtown Toledo, television, radio voice of the Walleye, Matt Melzack, who starts a busy week. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I am doing great, Mike. Hope you had a wonderful holiday, my friend.
No, I really did. It was great, and I hope you had the same. You know, you touched on this last week when we talked about the schedule coming up. Indianapolis tonight, Kalamazoo. Walleye trying to avenge that loss in Kalamazoo. Then over to Wheeling. You mentioned never an easy game there. and over Fort Wayne on Sunday night. So the old IHL, ECHL, four games and five nights.
Yeah, put your feet right in the fire after a very light week last week with just the one game in Kalamazoo. And then you get the 4 days off, and then, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's a 4-5 right away in three different cities. Good luck to you. Yeah, Toledo's going to be tested this week, first against an Indy team that scored 7 goals against Cincinnati last Saturday night in their last game before the holiday break, and then hosting a Kalamazoo team that just beat Toledo 4-1 last week. And then a tough spot, Wheeling and Fort Wayne, where, you know, Toledo's had trouble this year.
You know, I was looking at Indianapolis, Matt, their stats today, and I guess the one thing that stands out is their goaltending.
Yeah, they are very good in goal, and we will see Anthony Marcoux tonight, who's got a .226 goals against average and a .942 save percentage going into the game. He's been very good against Toledo, too, this year. He's got a .908 save percentage and a couple of losses. He's only allowed 6 goals in 2 games, and he's lost twice. So, yeah, he's a very good goaltender, and it's been their goaltending that has won them games. They've given up a lot of shots. They're one of the teams that do surrender a ton, almost 40 a game that they give up on a nightly basis. So their goaltenders have been tested. They've got to be very good, and that'll have to be the case tonight for Indianapolis if they're going to come away with a win in Toledo.
Well, Toledo sits on top of the Central Division. They got 37 points going into tonight's game. Seventh overall in the ECHL. As you make the midway point, the holiday turn for this Toledo Walleye Club, just give me a thumbnail sketch of the first half. What have you seen?
Well, I tell you what, we've seen a very good team for the first couple of months of the year that was 13-4-2, and then you start to look into this month and you start seeing a lot of nights where Toledo's had to dress 9 forwards, 7 defensemen, or they've had even a game this year where they had only 8 healthy forwards. So you saw those injuries, and then the call-ups start to hit Toledo a little bit. And they're in this month just 4-4-1. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Toledo's had to shuffle their roster an awful lot, Mike. And now, hopefully that will calm down a bit as we get into the second half of the year. We start to see a few more bodies healthy-wise for Toledo going forward in the next couple of months. And healthy not just for Toledo, but healthy in Grand Rapids, healthy in Detroit. When that all happens, then you start to see that filtering down in a few names, like when we've seen Luke Esposito and Zach Nastasiak and those guys, Mike Borkowski in the lineup. It's a much different Toledo team when those guys are skating in a Walleye jersey than skating in a Grand Rapids one.
Well, Matt, you mentioned Indianapolis and their goaltending tonight. Tell me a little, does Nagel get the start tonight for Toledo?
Yes, Pat Nagel will get the start tonight for Toledo and his 14 win on the season. He has started a couple times against Indy this year. He's 2-0, allowed a total of 4 goals in those 2 games. You know, he's raring to go, Mike. It's been a little while for him. He did not get the start last Friday, so he's going to get the start tonight, and he'll be ready to go.
I would imagine the Huntington Center here in this this little space between Christmas and New Year's Day will be rocking tonight.
Yeah, it is scheduled to be that way tonight. We're looking for a big crowd. It should be a fun night here at the Huntington Center.
Good stuff. Have a good call, Matt. Appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Always a pleasure, my friend.
That's Matt Melzak, voice of the Walleye from the Huntington Center, television and radio. They take on Indianapolis tonight. This is Face Off, the Hockey Show, year number 18 here on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, coming to you from the Loft Restaurant, high above the TAS Electronics, rink number 1. Matt Laughlin, radio voice of the New Jersey Devils, right around the corner. This is Face Off, the Hockey Show.
It's Face Off, the Hockey Show with Mike Miller on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
Coming to you from a jam-packed Loft Restaurant high above rink number 1 here at Sylvania. Tam O'Shanner, speaking of jam-packed, talked to Matt Melzak. He was in downtown Toledo at the Huntington Center tonight. Indianapolis is in town. You'll probably have 8,000-plus in that building tonight. Jam-packed here at Sylvania. Tam O'Shanner as well. And coming up at 8:40 tonight, head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons, Chris Bergeron. They're nationally ranked, the Falcons. Getting ready for Michigan on Monday in the GLI. They will then either take on Michigan Tech or Michigan State. And, of course, they play Western Michigan at home tomorrow. Red Wings tonight are on the East Coast at the Prudential Center, taking on the New Jersey Devils. And the radio voice of the New Jersey Devils, Matt Laughlin, joins us. Hello, Matty. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing well. Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Nope, appreciate that. Same to you, my friend. Good stuff. Talk about two teams here going in different directions. The New Jersey Devils may be the surprise team if you threw the Las Vegas Golden Knights out of the mix in the National Hockey League. Great job by Ray Shiro putting this group together. They're going for their fifth straight win tonight. Red Wings, on the other hand, only three wins in regulation in their last 15, and they're having trouble putting the puck in the net. So on paper, tell me about this one tonight, but a red-hot Devils club.
Yeah, very much so. And what they've shown recently is finally a belief in the way they play. That was on display here Saturday. The Devils had come off an emotional win over their longtime rival, the New York Rangers, and you just wondered with the Christmas break upon them and the league what their focus would be like, what their energy level would be like. And though they had to withstand a storm in the second, and Corey Schneider in goal was great, they really just took it to the Blackhawks and won 4-1. And what you saw in that game was a belief that, hey, if we play on our toes, if we are tenacious on our forecheck, and we're hard on the puck, we've got the skill, the tenacity, and the depth to be good. We may not win every night, but we're going to make it hard on the other team. And when that starts to show up, boy, that makes the team even more difficult to beat. So that's the club that the Red Wings are going to see tonight, a team that looks up and now believes that it should be first in the Metropolitan Division. The 21 wins is not a fluke. This is a pretty good team.
Matt Laughlin joins us from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. Red Wings, by the way, a couple of their players, including defenseman Trevor Daley, quoted today saying, this is the biggest game of the year for the Detroit Red Wings. And if you look at the Eastern Conference standings, really, this is a club that's falling and falling quickly. So the Devils, and their confidence in the way they're playing, I'm going to guess, are going to see a team that's playing desperate tonight in the Detroit Red Wings. Hey, Matt, you mentioned something here, and you were fortunate, and so were I, to see who I consider the best in the world, Martin Brodeur, between the pipes. But you mentioned Corey Schneider, 5-0-1 in his last six, has not lost in regulation since early December. So all of a sudden, another tremendous puck stopper in New Jersey.
Yeah, he had, in his first full year with the Devils, he was terrific, or first full year when John Hines took over, was terrific. Last year, not so good, and Corey was determined to be better this year, and he's gone back to a style that he employed when he was in Vancouver, which was just a little bit more of a challenge coming out a little farther in the crease. Roy Melanson, his longtime coach in Vancouver, is now with the Devils, so they got back together, and the dividends have been showing, especially as of late. The numbers you mentioned, just fabulous for Corey. You know, he had some rocky moments in November, but really he has just been so steady as of late. You know how it goes, Mike, in this game. If you're strong in goal, if your team says we've got a good guy back there and he'll make the saves that he has to, it just gives you so much confidence. So the Devils are just playing well from goal on out. And we'll see what happens tonight. It is going to be a desperate Detroit team, even though they're, what, 9 points out of a playoff spot, 10 in the Atlantic Division, but 9 out of a wild card spot. You know, it starts to get late a little early. Those points are hard to make up, so if they're going to make a move, it's going to have to start awfully soon.
Well, my friend Matty Laughlin, quoting Yogi Berra there, it gets late early, and it certainly is for the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Of course, the Detroit papers today, you know, full of stories on the future of Ken Holland and Jeff Blashill and so on and so forth. Matt, before I let you go, I look at the forwards and a guy I had a chance to watch for a couple of years, first overall pick, Taylor Hall. That's a big deal. He's playing on the number one line. I look at the forwards in New Jersey, and I understand why they're a dangerous club. We talked about the goaltending, and I'll be honest with you, you're in the loop. I'm kind of in the loop with this show on Wednesday nights, but I looked at the D pairings for the game tonight in New Jersey, and I got to tell you, not a lot stands out there, but somebody has to be playing pretty good on the New Jersey blue line as well.
Yeah, that would be the one area that they'll continue to look to improve in, and that's why Ray Shiro went out and got Sammy Botnin not too long ago in that trade with Anaheim, which Adam Henrique was sent over to the Ducks. That would that is an area where they have to improve, but they just play steady hockey. They're not going to score a lot of points. They're not going to pound you in the corner. Steven Santini is developing a physical presence, but they're just good puck possession. They get the puck out of their zone quickly into the hands of a very speedy forward group. So they have done exactly what they needed to do. They haven't cost the Devils anything. They haven't won a ton of games, but they have just been that steady force back there that makes it difficult. Positionally, they are awesome. Very, very sound.
Good stuff, Matty. Have a good call tonight. Tell everybody hello, and we'll talk down the road sometime.
You got it, Mike. Be well. Happy New Year.
That's Matt Laughlin, radio voice of the New Jersey Devils, or the Red Wings tonight are in New Jersey. This is Face Off, the hockey show. My name's Mike Miller. Learn to Play going on right down below us. Visit TamoHockey.com. Next session, by the way, January the 17th. Mike Mankowski and the whole crew here, they do a wonderful job. A big break, updates coming up. The head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons, Chris Bergeron, right around the corner.
This is Face Off, the hockey show, with Mike Miller from the loft at Tam O'Shanter on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
Live report from Matt Melzak, downtown Toledo, Huntington Center, Walleye tonight, taking on Indianapolis. That place will be jam-packed and rocking. Then a live report from the Prudential Center in New Jersey from the radio voice of the New Jersey Devils, Matt Laughlin. They take on the Red Wings tonight. Red Wings struggling, just 3 regulation wins in their last 15. Other side of the coin, one of the surprise stories in the NHL, the New Jersey Devils. They lead the division. They are going for their 5th straight tonight. On the college hockey scene tomorrow night, Western Michigan University, they're down in Bowling Green to take on the Falcons. The Falcons then prepare for the GLI up at Little Caesars Arena with a game against Michigan. On Monday, then Tuesday, they'll take on either Michigan Tech or MSU. Head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons, longtime contributor to this show, and we thank him for that, Chris Bergeron. Hello, Coach. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks a lot. Hey, first things first, tell me about holiday preparation. I'm sure you guys weren't into your, quote, process or routine going into the game tomorrow night.
No, we weren't. We had a series against Alabama Huntsville the second week of December. We gave our guys, once they got done their final exam that next week, they were dismissed, and they came back last night, December 26th. So I think at this level, Mike, it's important that they decompress a little bit. Obviously, the academic and athletic balance is not easy. So a 10-day break is not a bad thing. From a coach perspective, it's not a great thing because you know all that X's and O's and the hockey shape and all the stuff you've tried to build the first half of the year. There's potential you lose that, but I do think it's important that they have time for themselves. And so we had practice last night. We had a practice today and a special teams practice later this afternoon. And now we're ready to go. And, you know, Western Michigan is non-conference, and these games matter. By no means am I saying they don't, but if you're going to play non-conference games, these are the times to do it. In preparation for the last 14 games of league play.
You know what, Coach? I mean, I've been around this long enough, as you know. I hate to say how long almost, but I can always kind of tell the chemistry and of a team when they come back from a long break and a holiday like this, if they are genuinely glad to see each other and get back. And from knowing how you coach and your enthusiasm for the game, I'm guessing you saw some of that.
Yeah, and it's been pretty consistent over the time we've been here. They like being home. They like being sons and brothers and potentially boyfriends and all that stuff at home. But they really like coming back. And we, even to the point, Mike, where we've had parents reach out to us and say, you know, you've got a really excited kid coming back. And it's a compliment the way they're saying it. The last couple of days has been good. I mean, this is the closest thing that they're going to be to a professional player without being a professional player because they don't have school for the next 10 days. So I know they're excited about that. And then to be around each other without having to worry about school. I know that's something that that they want to do, and we've seen it, and that's a good thing for this group, I think.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a general question here. Reading a little bit today as Chris Bergeron joins us here in Face Off, the Hockey Show. And listen, you know enough people. You and Jeff Blash will have a great relationship. You've been around the game. You know, I was looking at Western's program, and Andy Murray's name kind of obviously hit a spot with me, because I remember I was broadcasting in the NHL when he was coaching in the NHL, and I got wondering here a little bit, and you won't know what's inside his mind, but a coach, and I'm not saying this as he's came down a notch or anything like that. There's a lot of guys that prefer coaching at the college level, but from a coach's standpoint, what do you think somebody that's come from the NHL down to college had to change about his approach, or even the X's and O's? Is there anything there, without getting too deep, that you would see would be on the surface?
I don't think so, Mike. It's funny, when I talk to NHL players who played for Andy, he was one of those guys that really had a thumb on his players. And I think you're able to do that at the college level, where at the pro level, the pros will be like, well, hold on a second here. We want a little bit of freedom. That's just from a general standpoint. I think from an X's and O's standpoint, to me, there's no reason you couldn't play the same type of game you would want to play or implement as a coach at the pro level. I've never really talked to Blash a whole lot about X's and O's and his going from Western to the pro ranks, and I've never talked to Andy about going the other way, but I think he can still be Andy Murray and all the things that make him the great coach that he is at the college level, whether that be the way he puts together his day, or the player's day, or the way they want to play on the ice. I don't think it's black to white, Mike. I do think there's probably some changes and some things that you have to be specific to that level. But I don't think it has to be crazy changes, and I don't think it's something where he has to sacrifice or change who he is as a coach. And that's something that we've heard during his time at Western. They're really structured, whether it be off the ice or on. And at the college level, you got the guy for 4 years, where at the pro level, sometimes you have a guy for 5, 6, 7 years, and then you say, okay, it's time for a change, and usually that change becomes the coach. So I think it's something that he's able to bring what he wants to bring, and the values that he has, to this level, just like he was doing at the pro level.
Hey, what will they bring tomorrow, your home game against Western? What will you see?
Well, first of all, I think you'll see two teams that have been off for a couple of weeks. And that's something, Mike, that's pretty specific and to the college level. You'll see that. I do think, you'll see two teams playing hard, but not quite at tip-top of their game because of the layoff. This is a top-10 team in the country, and they've been that from the beginning of the year. We played them. Our first game of the year was at Kalamazoo, and one of our best games, honestly, Mike, and we lost that game, and I think you know me well enough. I'm not into moral victories by any means, but we played a really strong game in a really difficult place to play against a good team. I would have rather played them right away in our building, but we couldn't make the schedules work out. So I think you'll get two teams trying to get back in game shape, if you will, and trying to get ready for a second-half run in their respective leagues. But I do think we do have a rivalry going now. That rivalry has been pretty one-sided over the last 3 years. They've taken it to us pretty good, and that's something we need to do a better job of tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night against Western Michigan, then the GLI. I don't want to say a problem. Any concerns on your part, Chris Bergeron, head coach of Bowling Green, that, that's such a great opportunity to play in this against Michigan and up at the Little Caesars Arena? Young players, anybody looking ahead, you think?
No, I really don't think so, Mike. I don't. We haven't talked a whole lot about the GLI at this point, and we're just kind of trying to focus on what's right in front of us, which is Western Michigan tomorrow night. And Western Michigan's too strong of an opponent for us to look beyond them. We do have some kids from Michigan that are excited to play at Little Caesars Arena, and just that whole time, Mike, like Detroit plays on the 31st and then January 3rd, so they're going to be around. and for our guys to be able to see behind the scenes of, you know, the locker room and things like that. I think they're excited about that, but I really don't think there's more, at least it doesn't feel that way, that there's much of a risk that our group is going to look beyond Western and start looking at Michigan. And it's not something that is really in the MO of this group, and hopefully that's not the case.
Hey, Chris, speaking of the MO, is there I always have loved this question. Touch on a player that started the year with you that you said, you know, I don't know if this kid or this player is going to be able to help us or not. Then you sit down and open up presents on Christmas morning, and you're sitting there with a tea a little bit or coffee in the afternoon, settling and go, wow, what a pleasant surprise he's been. Do you have anybody like that?
Well, we have a couple of freshmen, and I don't know, Mike, if that's totally where you were going with the question, but we've got a couple of freshmen that are that way. Eric Dopp is a goaltender that we just weren't sure how ready he was going to be after only 1 year of junior hockey, and his mode of operation has been outstanding. And a surprise is probably a little bit of a strong word for him, but we just weren't sure, and he's been really good. And then Sam Craigs is a forward for us who halfway through the summer we thought he was going to go back to junior. And, you know, we sat down with his family, and his older brother is here, and we wanted to do right by the family. It was important to us to do the right thing, and we think we did. And we brought Sam here, and he was a little in and out of the lineup early, and he's been really good. He was a 4.0 student the first semester. He practices properly. He does exactly what he's asked to do, doesn't fight you on it. He's been really good for us. And I specifically talk about those two guys because I just wasn't sure. Just wasn't sure what it was going to be with those two specific guys. The other freshmen, you know, we have been what was advertised, and they've been pretty good. And I think our returning guys have been what we expected them to be. Nobody's really jumped off the page and been way better than we thought they would be. But those couple of freshmen come to mind for sure as you asked me September 1st and then asked me January 1st, and you get probably two different answers.
Yeah, I could see that. Hey, before I let you go, number one, good luck tomorrow and at the GLI Monday and Tuesday. Did I miss anything? Anything else in your mind you want to share with our listeners?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, Mike, you and I have been talking for 8 years, and it's funny how expectations change in the good way, you know, and people really want this program to be good again, and I think it is, and we are a hockey program again for sure, and my expectations have changed. I think the first half of the year we're 8-5-6, which is crazy to hear that many ties, but it's been a little bit of an indifferent first half, and we're 3 games over .500, so I feel like all the times, and if I felt this way when you and I talked 6 years ago, we'd probably be 5-8-6 or 5-10-6. And I'm happy with the expectations and the way things have changed with our program. And I feel like we're in a good spot and ready to have a good hard push for the second half of the year.
Well, you got no argument out of me, and it's funny you mentioned that because I wrote down your record at 8-5-6 and your conference record at 6-2-5, and I said, I don't know if I ever remember reading a record like that, that, you know, such a percentage of games ended up as one-point games. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. Hey, listen, thanks for taking the time, Coach. As always, appreciate it. Hey, by the way, I heard a good thing about your son scoring some goals down here at TAMO as well. So good stuff there, and I hope your family had a great Christmas. Good luck tomorrow and up at Little Caesars. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Mike. As always, I appreciate it. Happy holidays and best of 2018 to you and your family as well.
Very good. Thanks. Chris Bergeron, head coach of the Bowling Green Falcons here on Face Off, the Hockey Show. Back to close it out after this. My name's Mike Miller. This is Face Off. Learn to play hockey programs 2017 and 18. Visit TAMOHockey.com. Call Mankowski as well. Does a great job with this group. They're down on the ice now. What a tremendous, tremendous program. USA Hockey, trained instructors. It's for fun, relaxed, organized environment. Touch the puck, too. That's what I like about it. Like a big game of shinny in the backyard. That's where you learn the game. All right, everybody. Back with more after this.
And 106.5 The Ticket.
The Hockey Show. Year number 18, by the way. We had a good show tonight. Matt Melzack joined us from downtown Toledo, a preview of the Walleye and the Indianapolis Fuel. Matt Laughlin joined us from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. Red Wings are there tonight. New Jersey red hot, going for their fifth straight win. Detroit, just three regulation wins in their last 15. And Chris Bergeron joined us, Bowling Green Falcon head coach. They have Western Michigan tomorrow, then the GLI on Monday and Tuesday. You know, he mentioned how important non-conference games are. Western Michigan goes into that game tomorrow night. They are 12th in the nation in the NCAA poll. Bowling Green did receive votes. Top-ranked team, St. Cloud State, number one in the country. Other notables, Notre Dame is number three. Minnesota State, which plays against the Bowling Green, they are ranked number seven. Ohio State is nine, up and down the list. Canisius, number 20. Bowling Green almost got in. They had 61 votes, Canisius. So a big game for Bowling Green tomorrow as far as the barometer goes on the rankings. So, again, Bowling Green, Western tomorrow. Listen, if you got cabin fever, you're going to the Walleye game tonight, and you want to take another hockey game in tomorrow, a good one down at Bowling Green, Western Michigan taking on the Bowling Green Falcons. You know, you look at the standings now in the National Hockey League. We mentioned New Jersey tonight leading the Metropolitan. Jim mentioned in his update Columbus with 46 points, Washington with 46 points. The Atlantic, by the way, Tampa leading with Toronto and Boston. Then the two wild card teams, the Rangers have 42 points, the Islanders 42 points, and you go down to Detroit, 33 points, 9 points out of a wild card playoff berth. And as Trevor Daley said, for the Detroit Red Wings tonight, this is their biggest hockey game of the year. St. Louis, Nashville, Winnipeg, Vegas, the biggest surprise, 48 points. Let me just take a quick look here. You got 54 points. Tampa, 48 points for Vegas, second most point total for an expansion team in the NHL. So that's been one of the stories. Best teams really right now, I would say, Tampa, St. Louis, Nashville, L.A.'s playing very well. New Jersey, as we mentioned, another club that's playing very, very well, getting good goaltending from Corey Schneider. So interesting. You know, I know it's not games played. NHL plays 82 games, so the halfway point in games is 41. Most teams have played 36 or 37 or in that neighborhood. You're not at the halfway point, but most players and coaches, when they come back from the holiday break, regardless of games played, kind of put that as this is the halfway point. Guys, we're back from the holidays. Here we go, January, February, March, and April. So that's where we're at with the NHL. But this tonight, make no bones about it, a huge game for the Detroit Red Wings. Again, just three regulation wins in their last 15, and in their last 13 games, six of those games, they've scored just one goal. And listen, you could talk about Mrazek, and you could talk about Jimmy Howard all you want. If you're only scoring a goal a game half the time, believe me, that puts a lot of pressure on your goaltending, which in turn at times can lead into bad habits as well. So a big one tonight, the Red Wings and the New Jersey Devils. Walleye, 4-5 nights. Indianapolis tonight. Kalamazoo at home on Friday. In Wheeling on Saturday. And in Fort Wayne on Sunday. So Danny Watson and his troops, a busy, busy week. Special thanks to Matt Melzack as well. Jimmy, one more time for the folks that might just have tuned in. Standard ESPN programming tonight, but just a couple of highlights, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. That first part is correct about tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a back-to-back, when we're done with drive time at 6, three straight hours of Ohio State programming. First, the Chris Holtman Daily Show. They had to move the days for this week because of all the holidays and bowl game stuff. And speaking of the bowl game, then the Cotton Bowl preview show, 7 to 9 tomorrow night here on the Ticket. The Cotton Bowl itself, of course, 7 o'clock, the coverage time for the 8:30 kickoff Friday night here on the Ticket. And what I think, again, is a kind of fascinating out-of-conference basketball matchup on Talk Radio 100.7 tomorrow starting at 5. Bowling Green takes on Lords, as in the Lords from right here in Sylvania.
No, that is good. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm broadcasting right here, Jim, high above rink number one at Sylvania Tam-O-Shanter. Before Lords built their basketball arena, they played right here at Sylvania Tam-O-Shanter.
No kidding, did not know that.
About two doors down. They actually had the wooden floor in here. I'm going to say the building probably held about 700 or 800. And, they played right out of Sylvania Tam-O-Shanter until they got their building done. Good job, Jimmy. I know you're filling in tomorrow. I got a couple of hockey games back-to-back in Canada. So thanks for that. Great job on the show tonight. And, again, I'd like to thank all of our guests. Joining us at 5:15 tonight, Nick Petrovich on Drive Time, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Nick is out in Dallas. Ohio State takes on USC. Matt Markey joined us as well. Matt Laughlin from New Jersey. Matt Melzak from downtown. And Chris Bergeron is Falcons tomorrow, taking on Western Michigan. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Vito's Pizza phone line. All right, everybody. Mike Miller for Jim Cushlin saying so long. Good night, everybody, from the Loft Restaurant, Sylvania, Tam-O-Shanter.